As a cookbook author, I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. You don't need half my recipes or anybody else's. One recipe gives you one dish, one technique, and you can eat for days. Well, starting with this idea, Michael Ruhlman thought out his new basics cookbook, Ruhlman's 20. 20 techniques, 100 recipes, a cook's manifesto. So, Michael, good to see you.
Good to be here, Lynn. Thank you.
So, Michael, this book isn't arranged the way most cookbooks are, from appetizers to desserts. It's arranged by techniques, right?
Yes. Techniques, how to use the tools at hand in the kitchen, and basic techniques of applying heat and also taking heat away.
Okay, so I'm going to pick a few things here. So first of all, one chapter is water.
We don't think about water, but it's really a remarkable substance. And if we recognize it for the powerhouse tool in the kitchen that it is, then we become a better cook. It's a flavor extractor. It's a heat extractor. It's a heat conveyor. It's its own thermometer. It won't go above 212 degrees Fahrenheit. So when you cook something in water, you cook it very, very gently.
Now, you also do something in that chapter that I don't think people do very much at all, and that is you put food in a container and you put that container in a water bath.
Yeah, it's a very valuable tool. When we make a meatloaf, for instance, you need a certain amount of fat in a meatloaf for it to be juicy, of course. But if you cook it too hard, that fat can cook out and break out of the mixture, and then you're left with a dry, rubbery meatloaf. But if you put it into a tureen mold or some kind of baking pan, a loaf pan or whatever, and put that pan in this gentle water in a moderate oven, you will slowly cook that meat till it's done, and all the fat and flavor will stay in the meat, and you'll have an incredibly juicy, tender, wonderful meatloaf using the gentle heat of water.
Let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Butter. Cooking with butter.
Yes, one of our favorite ingredients. Something never to be out of in your household. Butter is something. It's more than just something to spread on your toast. It's its own tool. It's a sort of a ready-made sauce. It's a mixture of fat and water, just like most sauces. It's also something that people don't think about often. It is a cooking medium. You can cook things in butter, and it too, like water, will cook them very gently. But the density of the fat, I believe, keeps the flavor and juices in the meat and in the fish. In the book, we butter poach shrimp for very succulent, very juicy, very delicate shrimp. You don't want to cook shrimp really hard because it will become rubbery and dry. But when you cook it gently in the very dense environment of some butter that's kept emulsified but still liquid and warm, you have these beautiful, luxurious, succulent, delicious, buttery shrimp. It's fabulous.
How exactly do you do that butter poaching? Can you walk us through that?
Yes, absolutely. What you need to do is melt the butter while maintaining the emulsification. Again, butter is fat, some butter solids, and about 15% water. And if you start melting the butter in chunks in a little bit of water and whisking continuously, you can melt this butter and keep it emulsified so that it's a homogeneous. You know, if you melt butter, just melt it for popcorn or something, the fat rises to the top and you've got the water separates out.
Right, right.
You get clear butter. Well, this way, if you keep it emulsified, you've got this opaque, thick, wonderful, creamy cooking device. It's a great basting tool. It's a great to add to sauces. In professional kitchens, it's often referred to as beurre-monté. Because they use it to enrich sauces with. But it's also a great cooking vehicle at home.
And so you whisk the butter with a little bit of water, and then you slip in the shrimp?
Yes, you get all your butter melted, so you've got a few inches in your pan. Choose the right size pan so you don't need too much butter. And then pop your shrimp in and keep it warm. The butter will stay at about 150 degrees, and that's a perfect temperature to cook shrimp at. Again, the shrimp cooked this way will not seize up on you. It will be very tender, delicious shrimp when cooked this gently.
Oh, this sounds wonderful. I guess you could cook almost anything that way. You could do a chicken breast.
Ooh, yeah, that would be a way to sort of redeem the uh, skinless, boneless chicken breast is to cook it in butter.
Lovely. Michael, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Lynn.
Michael Ruhlman's book is Ruhlman's 20, 20 Techniques, 100 Recipes, A Cook's Manifesto. Now, that butter poaching technique gives seafood the silkiest texture you could imagine. So try Michael's butter poached shrimp with grits. The recipe is on the website, splendidtable.org.